Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Luke 23, when Jesus is hanging on the cross, in verse 39, I'm reading Young's literal translation. King James says one of the malefactors. It said one of the evildoers who were hanged with him. Sometimes they're called thieves, but they were evildoers. They could have been much worse. Murderers, who knows? Evildoers were hanged beside him, and one of them said, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. Do you hear that if?
Yeah.
No revelation of who God is, what His will is, and so no respect.
Right.
Is there any faith in this?
No.
None. And when you say, if it be thy will, it says the same thing.
Right.
You don't know, so there's no confidence.
Right.
Verse 40, the other one said, rebuked him. Now, he's doing this while they're hanging there suffering.
Right.
He tells the other guy, what's a rebuke? A rebuke is a stern thing. Basically, he said, you'd shut up.
Yeah.
Don't you fear God even right now? Don't you know you're dying?
Right.
You're in the same judgment, verse 41. We indeed righteously, the things worthy of what we did, we receive back. In other words, we are bad guys. We are evildoers. We are wicked men. We deserve, and this is bad stuff. If you deserve this, you're a bad person. Bad people. But this one did nothing out of place. He didn't even know Jesus.
Right.
And just being there beside him for a while, he decides, this man's perfect.
Yeah.
Just being around him.
Yeah.
Verse 42, he said, Jesus, remember me, Lord, when you may come into your reign. When? It happens. Ain't no ifs.
Right?
When you do this, how about keeping me in mind? Remember me? There's faith in this. What? Faith in the nature of the Lord. In His compassion. In His willingness to use His mighty power to do something kind for you. That's when you get faith. Not just when you believe He can, but when you know how good He is and how willing He is to use. Like that leper reached out and said, Lord, I know You can heal me if You will. What did Jesus immediately say? I will. Be clean. Wonder if He still says, I will. He hadn't changed. Remember me, Lord, when You may come into Your reign. Verse 43. Jesus said to him, verily I say to you, today with me you shall be in paradise. Wow. Wow. You go from being a convicted murderer, killer, whatever, until a few hours or days, you're going to be with the Master. You're going to be with Him in paradise. Now, if the Lord forgives wicked people, those who are deserving of the most terrible executions, would He forgive you?
Yes.
His child. If He forgives people. Look at this back up to the 22nd chapter. We know He forgives. We know He includes. What about healing? I said, what about healing?
Yes.
Does He forgive all our iniquities? Does He also heal all thy diseases? Luke 22:50. Before He went to the cross, when the soldiers from the high priest came out and they were about to take Jesus, and the disciples said, verse 49, they said, Lord, should we smite with the sword? And so they pull out their weapons and they start slicing. And verse 50, one of them smote the servant of the high priest, cut off his right ear. I don't think he was trying to take his ear off. I think he's trying to take his head off.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, these are fishermen. Got to remember that. Right? They're not trained soldiers. So instead of taking his head off, he clipped his ear. Cut his ear, right ear, right off. Ear comes off. And verse 51, Jesus answered and said, suffer thus far. In other words, that's enough, that's enough. And he touched his ear and healed him. Whose ear? Whose ear? Who is this guy? This guy has come to take him by force, to be mistreated and killed. And he heals him? And he won't heal you? These theologians would have us to believe that Jesus would heal his enemy, but wouldn't heal you. Really? You believe that? Because I don't. I said I don't. Reached out and touched his ear. I want you to notice this. In Luke, the fourth chapter, about 25 or so, back up to 24, Jesus said, no prophet's accepted in his own country. I tell you of a truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months with great famine throughout the land. But none of them was Elijah sent save to Sarepta, a city of Zidon, unto a woman that was a widow. There were a lot of Jewish people, descendants of Abraham, who were suffering in that famine. Why didn't they get their needs met? And here a woman of Zidon gets miraculous provision when they don't. In verse 27. There were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, not a one, except Naaman the Syrian. Now, see, people ask the question, the reason I'm reading this, they'd say, well, why would the Lord heal that man that's trying to take him to be killed, force him, and he wouldn't heal his own people? Well, why would Naaman be healed, who's a Syrian? Now, what kind of guy was Naaman? Well, first of all, he's an enemy of Israel. He led troops in attacking Israel and killed people and took slaves. And one of them was a young girl he took as a personal slave for his wife and for the house. So he's a killer, he's an enemy of Israel, and he's a slaver. And God healed him when nobody in Israel got healed. And a lot of people will just shake their head and go, I know. I mean, why is God that way? That's just strange. That's just strange. No, it's not strange. It's not strange. It's not that it's so rare for God to decide to do a miracle. This Bible says, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? Faith is the rare thing. And all these people hollering about God is able, I just believe God is sovereign, I just believe God can do anything, have zero faith to receive any healing. Did you hear me? No faith to receive. And so that's the problem. All these people were mocking him and finding fault with him. He went to his own hometown. He stood up and read the prophet Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me. Basically, come and get it. It's here. It's here. I'm here. The anointing's here. And the Spirit's on me. He went through what the Spirit was on him to do. Open the eyes of the blind. Deliverance to the captive. Healing. Is that right? And what'd they say? Who does he think he is? Standing up saying he's anointed. And finally, he had to say, you're going to say, physician, heal yourself. Prove to us what we've heard about done. In other words, prove, demonstrate, and we'll believe. And this is, then he brings this up. He said, do you remember? There were a lot of people doing without in Israel. And this woman, this widow, gets supernatural provision all through the famine. There were a lot of lepers in Israel. None of them got healed except this enemy of Israel slaver. Why? Because the man had enough faith. Right? God will honor faith. I don't care where it is. I don't care who you are, where you come from. Nobody knows you, how terrible you have been. Oh, somebody say, he's a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a righteous God. He's not a respecter of persons. He is a respecter of faith. And it's amazing, you will find faith where you didn't expect it. And oftentimes where you should have found it, it's not there. They just want to hoot and holler about God is able. But here's somebody, they don't even know how to play church. Don't even know how. Give me a heathen who knows he's a heathen. And not trying to play games anytime over a hypocritical Christian that knows all kind of stuff but won't admit it, you can't get anywhere. You can't get anything solved. But if somebody, remember the guy that Jesus saw, he smote on his, the other guy said, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I tithe, I do this, I do that. And this other guy said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Whew. The Lord said, that guy got something. He went away justified. The other guy, he's just praying with himself. I'm quoting the scripture. God wasn't even in the conversation. He's just doing all that with himself. You should see some of the looks I get across the crowd. Some folks like it. Some folks, I don't know. Is this relevant? Yes. Is this important? Yes. Can it make the difference in receiving and not receiving?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Here's a man, didn't even know how to play church. But this girl that he stole probably killed her daddy. And her uncles. Are you listening? That's how it works. They invade, they kill the men, they take the boys and the women and the children for slaves, they sell some of them, they keep some of them. And this young girl, making the best of it she can, and this man's a leper, incurable disease. And she mentions to the lady she worked for, she said, you know, if he was over in Israel with the prophet, he could get healed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.